Welcome back.
Hey, Kev. Kev, are you circumcised?
That is a great note to start the show on. Yeah, I believe so.
You believe so? You're not sure?
I haven't done the research on the whole what does one look like and what does not.
You really? You don't know?
Actually, I know I am.
I'll take mine out right now and show you what a circumcised one looks like.
I don't want to see that.
But you need to know these things.
Right. Yeah, it's a yes, I am. But
so you are?
Yes, I am.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a flap that goes over the head of your dick?
Well, of course.
Then no, you're...
That would be hilarious if that was like a true deal, if I didn't know what was what. It was like, no, I totally am.
So are you
Do you have an extra flap? Well, yeah, right. Yeah. That's no.
Are you familiar with docking?
Yeah, unfortunately.
You do know what docking is?
I could not initiate.
Have you ever docked?
Have I ever? No, I have not.
Never docked.
Have you?
No.
How does that make you feel?
I used to try to hide my wiener inside of itself, though. When I was little.
Did you see someone else's and you were ashamed it didn't look like it? So you tried to fit in?
I just wanted to be efficient. I liked to climb trees when I was younger and I didn't want to get it hung up on anything.
That was a legitimate fear.
Yeah.
You would fall out of a tree and instead of hitting the ground immediately, your dick would hook to something and you'd... Ah!
Oh my God. It would probably save my life, but it would hurt really bad.
That would be a weird safety hook.
Have you ever heard that it's possible that men who are uncircumcised get more pleasure out of their wieners?
I've not heard that. However, I have no thought on that.
I don't think it's true. And here's why.
Yep.
Because the only part that the foreskin covers up is the dick head.
Right.
I don't get sexual sensations from my dick head.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't see what the big deal is there. Mm-hmm. You're not hiding. It's not like you have a sock over your dick the whole fucking time.
Right.
And then you take it off and put it in a lady and it's like, whoa. It's just.
You don't get all Mickey Mouse.
All it is cover the head.
Hello, folks.
All it is cover the head, and the head doesn't produce any actual.
Right.
By the way, ladies out there,
yeah.
The head. Does not.
We have no ladies listening. Let's imagine that we do.
Okay.
Ladies. We still don't have any ladies listening.
The head does not feel pleasure. You
right.
Don't get pleasure from the head.
To all, none of our ladies that listen to this show from five episodes ago, six.
Seven episodes? Yeah.
Already 7 episodes in? Yeah.
It's been 30 minutes.
Should have at least 25 episodes right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Canceled by who? I'm the only one that could cancel us. Okay? All right?
I'm just saying.
I make that decision
ultimately.
I'm just
saying. I know you enough right now.
I can.
You're going to put big red stamp on us.
I could press stop record right now. That's canceling us.
Right.
That's the only thing.
Right. But I'm saying when we listen to this later.
By the way, what this is a tryout. It's a tryout for comedy.
Are we trying
out
for
you
comedy?
You didn't know.
Okay.
See, you didn't know. I was trying
one.
You out.
Step one. Here we go. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
That's good. Let's go with number two here. We're doing. Wow. Anyway.
That's good.
We're doing sound effects now. Oh, look there, folks. Somebody's at our door. What's up there, Mr. Bossman?
Why, you got your thing hanging out? I don't know. Improv,
you know. What we need Next time we decide to do one of these things, is come in with like a rubber chicken and a bell and be like, I need to check out equipment.
I was really thinking about how to figure out how to do that on here. You know, that is the next step.
Well, you have a keyboard right there that you could preload with effects and everything.
Oh yeah.
Be like, punchline. Woo! You know, how those really cheesy ass radio shows do
we
it.
We could prank call MediaTek. What do you think about that?
While we're down.
I've done that before. Actually, I've called down there right. When I wanted somebody to come help me because I didn't want to walk all the way down.
Well, were you upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's legitimate.
Yeah.
I get that.
What about being in the break room?
But like, yeah, being in the break room, calling the front door. Ah, fuck. Beep, 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 beep. Hello? You have a quarter?
Yeah.
I really want a Cheeto right now.
Yeah.
Just one. Take the rest of them. Throw them away. Are we doing this? Our low budget show has to do with speakerphone?
No, we're not doing that. We're gonna try a call.
Okay.
We're gonna try a call.
On Cs. Speakers on the bottom.
Hi.
Hey. Huh. You're on the air. You're on the air. Yeah. Well, you're testing. You're doing a test call, Suze. Well, that's because... Damn it, I'll call you back. Call you back.
Do you not know how your phone works? Well, this is how you fix it, okay? Yeah. Speaker? No, wait. Speaker, and then that's your little intake to talk. So what you could have done is done this move. I called her back to do it.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah, that's it. You're on the air again. I fixed it.
Hi.
Hey, Suze.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Barely.
Phone doesn't work really well with that. Kevin, I don't want to hear your bullshit, okay?
We're on the air again.
We're on the air, and you're on the first caller. Okay.
She hang up on you?
You there? Talk.
Are you there?
Yeah, Suze, I'm here. I'm talking to you right now. You know my phone's not good. Okay, well, you don't want a t-shirt.
This is a horrible show.
Okay, well, I'll call you later and tell you how it went. We're doing a test show.
Knock, knock.
Okay. All right. Well, that's testing our phone system.
How's that engagement going?
It's going like that. That's
going like this?
Yep, that's how it is. It's...
So, yeah.
Fucking roses.
Why haven't I met her yet?
Because she lives in Louisiana.
That's not a problem.
She will be here next weekend, though.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to get that bitch pregnant. That's what's going to happen. But, you know...
If you talk like a black person, does that make you feel better if you get her pregnant?
Yeah, because then I don't have to take care of the baby.
Going there.
Mm.
I'm going to get her pregnant.
What you got going on over there on your device?
I'm just reading news.
Well,
I'm not doing anything about
it. Share some of the news because that's part of your job.
Oh, am I the content producer?
Duh.
Oh.
Give me a topic. Let me go with it.
It's 6:30.
6:30 in the evening, PM. Go.
Also known as 1832. Military time.
Oh, right. Okay. What's 1 o'clock in military time?
1300.
Don't fucking use military time.
It's don't fucking use military time o'clock. What do you want to hear about? You want to hear about politics?
Sure.
Okay. Fuck politics. Next topic. Did you hear about... How long was this going on? Okay. So, I don't know if you've heard about the passenger cruise ship that lost power.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, I heard.
supposed to put your phone on vibrate.
Sorry. This is a interactive.
This is a horrible show. There's a lot of unprofessionalism. Okay, so apparently a cruise ship, big motherfucker, whatever.
Right.
We all know what that is. Apparently one had a fire in the engine room.
And yeah.
It pretty much killed like all the power in the boat.
Yeah.
All the water, you know, to regulate toilets and shit.
Right.
Food that's supposed to be kept cold. That all went to shit, quite literally. And I guess people just today got off the boat.
In Alabama, right?
In Alabama, yeah. All the places have to come off a hell cruise is Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
What would be, have you been to Alabama?
Matter of fact, most of my family is from Alabama.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk shit about it.
Okay.
Boo. But anyway, would it be better to come to Alabama off a situation like that? Is Alabama an all right place? Are we doing a staring contest on a talk show? Actually, that would be a fun show. Is to ask somebody questions, like do an interview. Like, in the studio today, we have so-and-so, and I heard your record's out right now. Is it out right now? How's that going? And then the person just nods. Like, so, playing live. Do you like playing live? That's good. All right. Have you had a lot of issues on the road? People, like, really? That's crazy. So, is that your phone going off again? Why do you not have your phone off?
I can't keep this up.
It would be a funny concept of the show. Like, do the silent interview.
I'm liking pressing my mouth up against this thing.
It comes naturally when you do talk radio and stuff. You just want to get in there. You got that bass.
I haven't ever done a show with real microphones.
You do it on, like, sets and phones and shit, right?
Well, I did it on a phone. I did it on a Blue Snowball, which is the little blue brand.
You don't need to get in there. You just set it up on a table.
I usually, when I used to do them solo, I used to do a lot of shows solo. And I used to do them in my car. And I would set the Blue Snowball.
I want
to
hear those shows.
They're awesome. I used to get so fucking drunk, dude. And talk for like 2 hours. And like, I used to set it up on the center console.
Why do you think you're better? Uh-oh, here comes a hot chick out of her car. Better not look like a crazy person talking to myself.
Well, I'd
tap that.
I used to drink a lot in my car. That was
while it was moving? Or just
both. But more, both. Mostly, no. Well, because see, there's places back home where I could just drive my Jeep, my 4x4, out onto the beach and just park and hang out in there and listen to my radio show and drink beers and stuff. But what I'd do is I'd put that Blue Snowball in the center console.
Yeah.
Just fucking go. Had the laptop sitting in the passenger seat.
Talk to yourself.
I'd do a show. I would talk to the audience.
How many listeners?
The most listeners I've ever gotten for a show were probably like 40.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
From like all over? Or how does that work?
Facebook, people, whatnot. If Susan, if you're listening to this, stop fucking texting me. I'm at work.
Even though this is a recorded show and it has no set hours, stop. You know I'm on air right now. Just assume that I'm always on air, so don't talk to me.
Hey, read this, but don't say it out loud. Next topic.
Okay, without...
I want to be able to go into that, but I just...
Without giving anything away, was she here?
No.
Were you out there?
It was involving intercommunication via... Yeah. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had an awesome Valentine's Day.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. You know what I did?
What?
Not a fucking thing. I just worked. I worked. I got off work.
How was Valentine's Day at the strip club?
Actually, I don't think you could really measure it by Valentine's Day traffic. It was our Thursday, which is half price or $3 you call it all day.
$3 you call it
all day, which means we just get people that want to get
wasted. There. Dude, does that mean $3 any drink you want?
Anything you want. That's why I have to say $3 you call it.
But you can't. It can't be that though, because then people are gonna have like Johnny Walker Blues and stuff.
There are limitations.
Mm-hmm.
Like Long Island or whatever, Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
But several shots in a drink, that can't be because you're getting multiple
liquors. Yeah.
One. Sorry. I was noticing how
distant that just now. Yeah.
So anyway, compression.
Yeah. Proximity effect.
Yeah. That's a thing.
If you think that I'm not putting this on the internet, you're fucking crazy.
Are you doing it?
Dude, it's too easy not to.
Right. Let's do it. What else do we have to talk about? We
should really. What do you want to call the show?
We should really have talking points written out on that dry erase board.
Dude, there is a dry erase board in here.
There are markers right there.
We could put our marketing plan on there and stuff.
And...
We could put a pie graph on there.
There is.
I want to put a pie graph on there, but not really make any sense.
Not have any stats.
Yeah.
Like just draw a pie graph and put.
And just point to it. Here. This one is bigger than that.
How do we increase our business from this pizza slice to this pizza slice?
If you were eating a pizza slice, which slice would you want? That's all I got to say.
Oh, man. Good.
I love how sensitive this room is.
It is very. Well, you're probably getting that because my stand's connected to
the table. It's not. It's pretty clean though. The inputs are pretty clean on this fucking thing. I mean, you gotta say it's at least clean enough.
You do realize that the two listeners that we have right now are me and you, and it's about to drop the one.
Well, we gotta, this is.
We have to keep me interested. Part of the job here. Yeah. So, introduce me to internet land. What's it like talking to the internet?
For me?
Yeah.
You say whatever you want.
Right.
Okay. You post the show, and then you just let it go. You know what I mean?
Like a message in a bottle. I realize how. Mm-hmm. Lately, how reliable a message in the bottle is.
It's got to be the dumbest fucking idea ever.
It has to. And especially since every time I've done it with a cracked bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So
they just.
That didn't help that one
time.
That's
not because of messages in the bottle, though. That's because you're an idiot.
That I mean,
you leave the bottle cap open.
That didn't help that one time I wrecked my friend's speedboat.
You didn't empty it out first. You're using a Gatorade bottle.
See, one time I wrecked my friend's speedboat, like hole in it, and we were at this lake, Party Cove, has this little island, man made or whatever. But I was stuck there, and I tried to call for help by doing a message in the bottle thing, and they all sank. So, long story short. Lot of masturbating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that really happen?
Why the boat wrecked?
Which part of that was not true?
All of it?
What's up with you and your straws nowadays? You've been using straws all the time.
I think it's because I'm hanging out with you guys, you smokers.
Yeah. God, don't talk about that. I need to smoke.
Yeah.
You know, the beauty of this, though, is that you can pause and go. What if you did that and when you were doing broadcasting? It's like, time out.
And we're back.
Not a commercial or anything. Just like.
Just pause it. That's a horrible take. Just stop it. Just stop it. And we're back.
I like that. That was like angry PD. I want to hear that from the other side of the room.
Back.
What does Angry PD say?
Angry PD doesn't really say much. It's a lot of glaring from the window.
Glaring from the window, and then like, okay, guys. Okay, so.
It also depends on your PD, because I've had guys that like to beat around a bush. They don't want to call anything out. So, you know, there may be an issue with like your delivery or whatever, but it's always that in denial sort of thing. Do a good job. You do a good job.
Yeah.
But maybe try not to do this. Then I've had some real jackasses that that turned a meeting into their personal problems with one individual person.
Mm.
That was highly uncomfortable. It was interesting, but it was really uncomfortable. It just turned into an argument that the rest of the staff had to be there for and listen to. I only had one real PD, but we never did. Well, we did a few, which is funny. I was talking about this earlier today. He would really ride my ass about enunciation.
Yeah?
Yeah. How do you say 100?
100.
Right.
He wanted that.
Wanted that.
100.
Because the radio station.
He wanted you to be disconnected from anybody that was listening.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, back in Kansas, you got a lot of those hicks. And, yeah, the radio station I worked for had the call name had 100 in it. V100. 100. Coming back on V100.
What would you say?
I'd always get a caller and it's like, hey, what's up, V100?
100?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just annoyed the shit. It got to the point where I got annoyed by it.
Yeah.
Like, he grilled me so hard. It's like, you have to, English is your first fucking language. Use it.
Yeah.
And then we get people that call in all the time. Hey, what's up, V100?
No. Did they make you do downward inflection?
What do you mean?
Like this is the show. This is V100.
Downward. Right?
Downward. That's sales. That's what sales is. This is the Emerald Coast Professional Firefighters Association. We're downward. Yeah.
Yeah. No. No. It wasn't a lot of that. It was. I don't know. They didn't really hit me hard about that kind of inflection.
Yeah.
When I first started, it was like you had to say, you know, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. When I first started, it was say every word, every letter that comes out in the word. So the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
The quick brown fox.
Fired.
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
Yeah. That was all right, but you did.
So if you did that, you got hired.
Yeah,
that's all. <it took. laughs>
You're walking with a resume that was made out of like just paper mache and crown. Like, I want a job. You just say the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, and then they gave you an on-air shift Sunday from 3 to 7 p.m.
Awesome.
That's how it works. Radio.
The early and now fucking 2000s.
Now look
fantastic.
At where it's gone. Now look at where it's gone. Two guys in a fucking hallway, apparently.
Hey, man, nobody can tell us what
cussing,
to do.
Cussing in the woods on the internet.
No one can tell us what to do.
Except.
No one can.
Except Angry PD. That's walking.
I would love it.
If, voice inflection!
What if Adam walked in?
Would we put him on air immediately?
Yeah, I would. I would, but then I'd kick him off. I would put him on the air just to kick him off and say, no, this is my show. Fuck you.
You get the fuck off, sir.
He came in here to help me set this stuff up a little bit. I had to fix a couple things. Turns out that I didn't have the master volume turned up.
How long was that conversation?
Long enough for him to change my entire desktop settings and everything. You know?
Completely unrelated to what you were trying to do.
I'm going to start asking Adam when I need help, can I have help with no judgment?
I avoid him at all costs.
I like him. I just...
Well, it's not anything personal. It's I don't have an hour in my schedule to talk. That's all it is. Chris will come in and guess with me.
Yeah.
I guess it's this.
Yeah.
Adam, it's like, well, I mean, it started back when it first developed these systems that they would put these little blah 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 whatever. And what you really want to do, and an hour later it's like, cool. So I have like 15 minutes.
So I was supposed to turn that switch. Great.
That's
it. I'm going to get working on that. I'll meet you over there. Get some fucking coffee. We'll talk later.
That is all it is. Like, just tell me yes or no.
I've had the other guys. I'm not going to go any more names, but I've had other dudes like,
big dude,
this is a patch bay. And what a patch bay is
I know exactly, you know, who you're talking about.
Pete? No, I'm not talking about
you're
Pete.
You're not talking about Pete?
I'm not talking about Pete. Pete
apparently has more experience. He has a bigger title than Adam, but
here he's an instructor.
But yeah, he's an instructor, but he also talks like he has a lot of questions still for himself.
Well, here's Pete is interested in a lot of stuff.
Other guys?
I don't know. Like he let me talk to him about my electronic projects and stuff. That's something that people don't really let me do. It's like going in the A room and we're doing inside shit. Whatever.
Yeah, I just realized we're really abandoning.
That's okay, because this is just, again, we're just doing a test show. It's, you know, whatever. We're gonna put it online, obviously.
If you're listening to this right now, that means it's either online.
If you're listening to this, we're in a recording art school called Media Tech.
Or Scott's just listening to it again. Or we're playing this for our friends.
I'm just trying.
We don't have friends.
Kev, you got friends, okay? You got none. No, you don't have any friends in this room.
Not in the immediate.
Somewhere, somebody considers you a friend.
Close. Actually, they're all out of state. Do you have close friends? I do. One's in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I think one.
One is in Paraguay. It's my pen pal.
He got the fuck out of the U.S.
I have a pen pal in Paraguay.
But if we met face to face, I'm sure he would. I'd tell it.
You think?
It were true. Are we pausing this?
No, I'm just checking our levels and shit. You see how you got more shit going on than I do?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm quieter than you are. That's just what I'm hearing. But anyway,
I know. That's what I don't understand.
So you hear it too, right?
But this is how I'm talking right up here on.
Right. I've been kind of moving. Yeah. Still, when I'm up here, I don't feel like I'm as dominating as you are.
Oh, I'm
maybe that's because you said it that way.
I think it's sexual. I know that, but.
It's sexual.
I do have a very dominant sexual side, but also very submissive.
Hey.
Some people might call it bisexual.
Get naked.
Both.
Boom. Sexual.
When you step on one of my gay jokes, it makes me sound really much gayer than I was before. Because it's just me going.
Like you're trying to pass it off as, yeah, you know, hot joke, but it really
real.
It sounds like you thought about it.
Yeah.
A lot longer than.
That's the point.
Is it intentional or completely like, oh, yeah, no, totally.
Fucking, yeah. Fucking right. It's intentional.
Yeah. Of course. So we want to know what you, the listener, think. First off, please listen.
If you.
And then call us.
If you have any negative criticisms. Just keep in mind that Kevin's really sensitive and that he doesn't take it well.
I take it well. Go ahead and give me a negative compliment right now. Fuck your face. You were thinking something negative.
I was. Well, actually, I was thinking of what negative things I could say that would still be tasteful.
Tasteful negativity. I think that's part of the job of being a PD is tasteful negativity. I don't want to say you're bad at this. Definitely not great.
All right. But who are you talking to? Me? You? What?
I'm just saying it.
What did you say?
I'm trying to provide an example of what is it? Passive, positive negativity. I have a short-term memory.
You have a...
Like Kathleen.
The one thing about you that's not short is the distance between your mouth and that microphone right there. It is astonishingly far.
Huh? Well, so anyway.
I'll remember doing the pop filters next time.
Pop filter?
That's not a pop filter. That's a windscreen.
Oh.
That sucks.
Let me try this. Hold on. Let me try this. It sounds pretty pop filtery to me.
Yeah, well, that's not the purpose. Okay, I think we know that.
Should I talk like this?
We know that's a windscreen.
Should I talk like
this? Why any of these microphones would be outside for a windscreen? I don't know why.
Well, a windscreen doesn't have to be just for outside wind. It's singing.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so, but you don't get that definition. You don't get that dynamic. You know what I mean?
Like what a preacher gives off, apparently. My brothers and sisters.
I like that.
Dearly beloved.
Nobody does that.
Nobody does it. I do it. I do it intentionally.
And the Lord.
Are you trying to speak the little period or the commas at the end of your sentences? Dearly beloved. Consider this. Colon. Have you ever pondered? ?
That's good.
Yeah. Is that a good place to call it?
Well, we're going to press
it. You know what I really want to do?
Do you take one a day men's or one a day women's?
Oh, women.
There's plenty of estrogen in there.
I'm worried sick about it.
Yeah, I have to take fiber pills or my butthole is a fucking disaster all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
What happens if you don't mind going into it?
It gets...
Again, we only have one listener and that's not me.
Please You've keep, already tapped out
please
at this
keep
point.
Talking. Yeah. Yeah.
The redness, the irritation, the pressure inside my colon.
The lack of fiber causes that?
Yeah. Because
is it because of let me ask you another yes or no question here real quick. I'm just seeing if this is related. You have bunghole irritation.
I've voiced my shit before. You know, I've talked about how I feel about sexuality.
Are you talking about this show?
I've talked about how
you've voiced that opinion on the show before.
On other shows,
was that when you're wasted in your truck, just yelling?
Maybe. I voice my...
You know what this beach reminds me of? Fuck you guys. With your fucking frisbee throw. Away from my truck, you.
Yeah.
I turned that into... get off my lawn.
One time I tried to do a bit. I never do bits, but I tried to do a bit one time. And it was an impression of a... I don't even know how I did the impression, but it was a fake rap... guy.
Okay.
And
so it's just a lot of you like, yeah, yeah, yeah. What was it?
It was, his name was MC Sneeze. And he has a new single out featuring Allergy. Yeah, I don't know.
Creative.
That was my,
yeah, that was,
that was the extent of, yeah, of my bit thing.
Without hearing it, I could just imagine where it went. Yo, I got a new single with Allard G. Yeah. I'm MC Sneeze. Shit. like. I'm kidding. I don't have to.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to sneeze, but then I looked up at the last minute and I kept myself from doing it. MC Sneeze, y'all. What's up, Allard G? Yo, dog, I can't go outside today.
Mm.
Too much pollen in the air. That shit got my... That got all my shit all... Have you seen that Allegra commercial? Yeah, son.
I'm doing a new tour sponsored by Allegra and Benadryl.
Oh, shit. This venue better not be next to no flowers. I can't do no show next to no flowers.
Oh, fuck this cat hair.
Here we go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Yo, who's got a cat for real, son? Who in here has a cat? I can't rap with no cat. All right, do it like this, dog. Oh, dog.
I'll just be clearing my sinuses and shit. You know what I mean?
Clear them sinuses up. Clear them up. Yeah. That's
good.
A funny bit.
Good bit.
Good bit. Did you do all that?
I didn't go. I did something with it. I don't remember.
Were you trying to convince people walking by your car?
Here's the thing. I used to use this app on a phone, right? I used to do shows on my phone too. And there was an app called Said What or Say What or something. And you could upload onto Facebook your recordings. Now, what it was meant to be is like little tiny memos.
Right.
I would do 2-hour fucking shows and upload them onto Facebook using that.
Right.
And it worked. But I lost that phone. I was in a boat.
Oh, it's in your pocket.
No, not that one. It was in my old iPhone.
Oh.
And I was out on I was fishing on my little John boat, and I sunk the boat, and I swim home, and so my phone
was it a sad paddle home?
I was laying on my back on my I grabbed a life jacket and just fucking paddled home in the middle of the night. But
lose your paddle too? Did you have one?
Yeah, that paddle ended up somewhere. Once you're not in a boat anymore, a paddle doesn't help you. You can't paddle yourself with a paddle.
You went over, and that's how you lost.
No, the boat sank.
Oh.
Underneath me, you know. Well, I was getting hit both waves behind the boat, and they just went over.
You're getting hit from behind too hard.
Yeah, and there was a splash zone. Yeah.
Ooh.
And, but I had all those recordings, but then I'd upload them all to Facebook. So somewhere on some server is all those shows that I did, like, and I called it Spit Radio. That was what it was called.
Why Spit?
I don't know. I just thought that was cute. Spit. Yeah, I don't know. Spit Radio.
Is it like this that picture Scott, you took Spit earlier? Radio.
Huh?
Like that picture you took earlier? Look at that. This is a cute setup.
Oh, yeah, it was cute.
Let's take a picture.
It's just like a cute little podcast setup, you know? With gear. Oh, we got over $1,000 worth of gear here.
And we paid for... I didn't pay for any of it.
I know.
But...
You'll slowly work it off.
Is that what the trade was when you met the guy through Craigslist? It was like, listen, I'm going to take this, and I'm not going to pay for it.
There's a guy named Kevin.
This guy named Kevin, he doesn't know this yet, but he's going to pay this off for me. So you have a good day there, buddy.
Yeah. I don't know. Somewhere, there's a whole shit ton of those Spit Radio shows. I did like fucking 50 of them, dude.
I did them like
every day. And then there was the Breakdown with Scott Michael. And
is that your middle name or did you?
Scott Michael. Michael's my middle name. My mom told me that she liked the sound of Scott Michael as a stage name. So I used that. And then there's the Breakdown with Scott and Mike, which was my recent show. But that was with my buddy Mike Tennis.
Okay.
We did over the phone.
I thought it was.
That was the best show I've ever done. But
you're
it
talking
was,
by yourself.
No, the best show I've ever done was with Mike, but the quality, again, it was recorded phone calls. So it was.
So your listeners, if they're staying up to date with this, if your mom is following what you do.
She isn't.
Sorry to hear that. Because there's only one listener here. Not me.
I say really appealing things to a woman like my mother, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, so your listenership has to enjoy the fact that your quality and audio aesthetically is better.
Certainly.
Yeah.
This is a big improvement.
And you've provided them with shit for content, but it sounds great.
No. Yeah, see, now it's the other way around.
Right.
It used to be great content, sounds terrible. Yeah. Now it's shit content, sounds fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd be the judge.
Welcome to every podcast show out there now.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Fucking lame. Sounds good.
That's not true, Kevin.
Sounds good.
That's not true.
About what?
Podcasting.
Oh, okay.
You have no idea what's out there right now.
I don't. I have only one that I used to listen to. I stopped listening to it. Just because I wasn't.
The Neil Brennan one's good. Joe Rogan's good. What the fuck?
Are they sponsors of the show?
Huh?
Are they sponsors of the show?
No, but.
Then why are we plugging them?
Do you think that anybody gives a shit, Kevin?
Your one listener cares.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Okay.
Knock,
fair
knock.
Enough. I'll stick with the integrity side.
Knock, knock.
And not do any
hey,
free
hey,
plugging.
Hey. Knock, knock.
Who's there? You don't have to
you
make
stay
me
classy.
You don't have to keep making me feel bad.
Hey, knock, knock.
God, I love listening to the sound of my voice through this microphone. You have no idea.
I bet you do. There was, yeah, I enjoy doing that too. Getting like right in there and
yeah.
Yeah. Listen how low that thing goes.
Fucking goddamn wrong, baby. Yeah. My dick's in my mouth and baby. Think dirtiness.
But like, we may need to talk about that.
Okay.
Do you enjoy? No. Leave your pants on. No.
What do you mean?
No. You put. God damn. Down. What are you doing? What? What are you doing there, buddy? Don't.
By the way. Seriously. Okay, all right. Do you think we can get that
feed sent to the internet? Or put it away.
That feed?
Yeah.
I think we're gonna cost this. I don't know. As Nico, I'm sure he knows how to do it.
So what else did we talk about?
Did we talk about?
Well, should we?
Fuck, man. I don't know. There's a lot of shit going on in the world
how
right now.
How long does a show have to be?
Minimum 6.5 hours. But
I want to talk to you for 6.5 hours.
We can do, well, you know, we're at 43 minutes right now. Total time.
Can we just end this?
No, we're not going to end it until an hour. You're going to keep talking to me because I'm having a good time. Yeah, what you got? What you got, baby?
I got a phone. Something. I got a phone with some stuff on it. How do you feel about the death penalty?
Very
next,
strongly.
Next topic.
This is like Speedball. This is, yeah, like this one is of those CNN Speedball shows or whatever.
Hey, did you hear that Facebook was hacked? Next story. Walmart sales, a total disaster.
Stocks. Should you get some? Go. Next topic.
Air. What the fuck's up with that? Next topic. Trouble in Paradise. That's a story. That's a story about Karl Rove. I'm just looking at headlines here.
Oh, okay.
From Huffington Post.
I see.
Should I just say them out loud and you guess what they're probably about?
Yeah.
That would be a bit. That's a weird game, but we could try it.
That's a bit.
So I'll read the headline. Tell me what's up, Doc. Cause of death determined.
Cause of death determined.
Yeah.
I would say they found out how that guy died in the fire or whatever for the, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, the dude you're talking about.
The dude that went and shot cops?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
What's his name? Yeah. That's not a real thing. Christopher Dorner. That's who you're talking about.
Was that right?
That was actually a story.
Jesus Christ, that's good.
I know. So, earlier today being the day of the day, because you don't air this the same day, right? Do you air things or do you upload?
Or if we aired things, they would be aired right now. That's the only thing that air.
Well, earlier,
how can you air?
When you tried having a caller on, you said you're on the air. How would you refer to that? You're on line.
I would just say, like, I would have to say you're being recorded for it to be federally. Otherwise, I'd be breaking the law.
Hey there, how you doing?
You're being recorded.
Anyway, so there was an asteroid earlier today. I guess there's another one flying. It's supposed to fly by.
Did it fly by already? Would you be able to see it anyways?
I think so.
It better be big.
If I read this story.
Let me tell you something about astronomy. It fucking sucks. Most of the time, I'm not even joking. I went out to a fucking astronomy meeting one time, and they had all these fancy telescopes, and they were all looking at it, and I get it. You know what I mean? I get that it's supposed to be great.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel that way sometimes.
I think it's just because you're so self-centered.
When I look into a microscope and I look at a dot that's this size and it makes it about an inch bigger, that's not fast. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I get it. It's because you're self-centered. You're not taking the entire wonder of the universe.
Look, I'm not going to argue with you about that.
Because I'm right. Okay, so anyway.
I'm sure you're taking a lot of wonder looking at a fucking dot that's a centimeter long. I'm sure.
Dude, that fucking dot that you're talking shit about, that dot changed my world.
Yeah.
I named that dot.
What was that?
Sparky.
Because it's sparky. It's like sparkles.
No. Just fire. Because it's fire in the sky.
I name all the stars different Pokemons. That's what I do.
What are some
Charizard.
What's the name of another one? I don't even know.
I know there's Pikachu and there's Charizard.
That's about it.
Why is Charizard so popular? I don't know why, but that's the one that I remember the most. But, yeah.
It has something to do with marshmallows?
No, he was a dinosaur. Charizard was like a dragon or a dinosaur. Yeah, dragon. Dragons came from dinosaurs. Or dinosaurs came from dragons.
Do you think dragons came from dinosaurs?
Or dinosaurs came from dragons?
Let's see if any one of them existed and go theorize on that topic.
What would happen if a dinosaur made love to a dragon?
I think that's called masturbation.
Okay.
What do you think? Did I just crush your hopes and dreams about there no being
any dragons? I don't take anything that you say.
I just said there no being.
When I ask you questions like that, I don't expect to get a real answer. Okay.
Poop. Should I just say that from now on? Was invisible to astronomers.
Previously invisible, now they can see it.
With telescopes.
Can you imagine how boring it would be to look at a fucking asteroid in a telescope? It's literally like you get it in 3 seconds. I feel the same way about fireworks. Last time I
were you in town
New Year's?
They had fireworks at New Year's, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. What's funny is they blew a bunch off like about a mile away from where I live.
Yeah.
And Christian lives in that same direction.
Right.
Just a little bit closer to it.
Yeah.
And I asked him about it the next day. He didn't know. Actually, I'm going to take that back. It wasn't New Year's. It was Halloween. They blew off a shit ton of fireworks at Halloween, which I didn't even know they do in Austin, but apparently they do. And then the next day I came in and I was like, did you hear all those fireworks? I mean, they blew them off. There's a baseball diamond just down from where we live. He had no idea. I think it was home, too.
Yeah.
The nut of that story is that Christian. Should we call him and have him defend himself? I think he's working.
He's at work. Yeah. Otherwise, he'd be in on the show.
So let's call him and have him
defend. We're having a show with Christian, too. He'll be in here somewhere. I'm going to set him up over there in the corner. You know, I remember like two. It was not the last New Year's, but the New Year's before. And I was on the water, and there was a. Thanks. And they were doing the fireworks thing. And I just remember, like.
Well, you're like, I'm already over this.
Yeah, I was bored. I was over it in like fucking 2 minutes.
You're like,
But they went on forever. And I was like, what a waste of fucking money. There's potholes. It just fucking bored the shit out of me.
I enjoy being around you because you really are one cynical bastard.
I don't mean to be.
You're about to get married, too. That means you're going to have a kid sometime.
Fuck
yeah. Are you going to pass this down to your kid?
Dude, my kid's going to be the biggest dick in the world. My kid's going to have a bullshit detector that's fucking crazy.
So anyway, when you lay your hand out and you trace around it, that's how you make a turkey. That's fucking offensive. The turkeys, okay?
Yeah.
I could totally see that.
I don't know. I wasn't always like that, though. When I was little, I wasn't like that.
From the time that you took your driver's license photo to today, how long of a gap is that? You look nothing like your driver's license.
That was like 21.
You're 25 now?
Yeah.
In 4 years, it made you into a crooked old man.
Man, I don't know. It's probably a lot of alcoholism. And then
is that what it was?
Maybe that and just...
A young, aspiring surfer.
Just... I was never an aspiring surfer. Let me tell you something about me and surfing. Okay?
Introduced to hard liquor.
I'm a skateboarder. I'm a skateboarder that surfs.
Right.
I'm not a surfer.
You're.
I found that out real quick when I went to fucking Costa Rica. All right. And I fucking almost died on a rock. All right.
You shouldn't aim for a rock when you're surfing, though.
They just appear out of nowhere in fucking Costa Rica.
They just pop up.
Back home in Florida, we don't have any rocks in the water.
I have no rock.
We don't have it. It's like, we don't have any rocks back home. It doesn't get crazy enough back home for you to ever be worried as a surfer. The only thing that you would have to worry about is getting too tired.
Yeah. Right now?
Or losing your board off of your leash out in the middle of a hurricane.
Have you surfed in the middle of a hurricane?
Yeah.
How was that? What was the category?
Well,
was it a super storm?
Not in the middle of a hurricane. When I say in the middle of a hurricane, I mean there's a hurricane going out there in the middle of the Gulf, and you're surfing the waves from it.
Yeah.
You don't surf in the middle of a hurricane because the waves aren't even that good at that point. They're just huge. They're not good, though. They're not like clean waves.
They're death waves. I think that's a band name.
They're also messy. There's a lot of wood in the water, then. You get fucking sideswiped by a 2x4. Out there.
Why is there wood in the water?
Out there hang tenning.
Who's putting wood in the water?
I'm pretty sure it comes from other places. Houses. It's God.
God.
God does that.
Let's see who surfs today. 2x4.
Anyway, I think I became very cynical when I started getting into comedy.
That makes
Because I started getting mad about stuff like that.
How many of your stand-up routines, how many started with just fucking that?
Yeah, I did that.
Just rubbing.
Here's the thing, though, dude. I was so nervous when I was doing comedy that when I came in there with a plan, it never worked.
Did it always turn out to be like, okay, and all right.
I did well on a few jokes that worked, and then everything else I bombed horribly most of the time. I didn't do it for long enough to get good. I would like to kind of go back to doing it, but I also don't really like stand-up comedy that much anymore. It's kind of annoying now.
Yeah.
I liked seeing JB Smoove the other night.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking just batshit. I mean, that guy was insane. He rode a chair, like a chariot, whipping around his microphone like a carriage. Saying fuck you to everyone. Like, it's just, he's just crazy. He's black. Black people are funnier than white people. 100%, hands down, for the rest of the lifetime of our species, black people are funnier. I like that. I do like other white comics. I do like Regan.
You like Regan?
Fucking love Regan. I saw Regan.
I'm not a big fan.
And I love him.
The first time I heard him, I had to cut a commercial together because he was going to be in town.
Mm.
And just the jokes sounded like they were too insistent upon himself. Like, just like,
yeah.
Yeah. And the punchline's coming here now. Aaron, well, he why does, would you want to do that?
He does,
you know, that kind of deal.
Okay. Brian Regan. He does like, yeah.
Hey, I'm Brian Regan, and it's a comedy show, and you're going to start laughing here. So, and why would you not be laughing? You know, that kind of a deal. Really, that really dude, gets annoying.
You surprised me by your likes and dislikes. I mean, that, yeah.
I like natural disaster. No, I'm not even going to say that. I'm not even going to go down that character road. But anyway.
I don't know, man. Also, like, there's that.
I realize most of the comics I enjoy are dead.
Yeah.
Bill Hicks.
I'm already bored of talking about comics.
Mitch Hedberg.
That's how boring
why
comedy
are we,
is.
Why
now.
Are we even at Tim?
We were talking about comics.
Is this supposed to be a comedy podcast?
No, you asked me why they started getting so. Oh, I don't fucking. Yeah, well, it's more than. It's not news. That's okay. For fuck sure.
Yeah.
It's free form, really.
I got tired of trying to read.
Believe it or not. This is probably funnier than the last several Joe Rogan podcasts.
I'm not a Joe Rogan.
I know you're not, but I mean, like, a lot of that shit, like, is turned into interviews and stuff like that. Really, what it is free form. But
Joe Rogan's I don't know. I think he's another insistent comic. That's my big deal. Is like. I'm not a big fan of somebody that comes on stage and is like, I'm a comedian and we're going to get ready to laugh because that's what I do up here. Joe Rogan kind of puts that vibe out to me. Like when I listen to Joe Rogan in the car, because we have that radio station that plays comedy.
Yeah.
I can call him out.
Yeah.
You know, because they give out the names after they play the bit. I can call him out because he's one of those, it's insistent in his delivery. It's like, and here's the part, here's the setup, and then you're going to laugh right here because why wouldn't you? It's crazy.
Well, let me tell you something. The thing about that is that, sad enough, is what comedy, stand-up comedy kind of is for the most part. And well, it kind of sucks that way. Trust me, dude, because I'm not defending Joe Rogan's stand-up
comedy. Right.
I won't defend anybody's fucking stand-up comedy, really, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I dig Brian Regan. I do. I've seen the guys that I've seen live that I liked. I saw Lewis Black live.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but truly it, you know, I even saw like the new Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
If you heard Bill Burr's fucking podcast, dude,
sponsored this show.
Dude, I'm not even joking. Like literally one of the funniest people on the planet Earth, right? Well, it's just because it's just the swinging heavyweight comic, just because this guy's a fucking machine. And he does a podcast by himself. He's one of the only guys that does it by himself. He just turns on and he fucking talks for an hour. But stand-up comedy is just kind of dumb in a lot of ways. Unless it's weird. It's like everything in stand-up comedy sucks unless you're going to see a headlining A-lister.
Yeah.
And those guys are so good that it's just, I don't know. It always just kind of blows my mind like how much I enjoy myself. But
Lewis Black was good. I think I've seen him twice.
Yeah.
One show that I saw him in was in Lawrence, Kansas. Lawrence is like Austin, and that it's like the only kind of liberal-minded city in the predominantly red state.
Yeah.
And he was playing out there, and he was telling these jokes. Inevitably, Bush, during that time.
Yeah.
And somebody came in there, like upset that he was dogging the conservative party, and like said something, yelled something, and totally interrupted the show, and Lewis like wanted to start doing this debate sort of. Ready to write this guy off. It was weird. That's when I got thinking about the whole heckling system. It's like, why would you even fucking come to a show if you know that the guy is already not exactly a fan of, let's say, your party or the person in charge?
Fuck.
Why would you?
Yeah.
Like, and I've seen that. Have you seen that movie Heckler?
Yeah, I have. With Jamie, what's
Jamie
his face? Yeah,
yeah. Fox?
No, it's not Fox.
Not Fox. Kennedy.
Jamie Kennedy, yeah.
Jamie Fox doesn't do.
No. Jamie Kennedy.
Django. Have you seen that movie yet?
Yeah.
Django.
Good. It fucking rules.
I don't.
It's like the greatest fucking movie I've ever seen in my life. It's so good.
Are you ready to get in the movie debate?
Dude, did you see it?
No, but here's my deal about it. Like, you saw Inglourious Basterds, right?
Yeah.
I felt like Inglourious Basterds was kind of like Quentin Tarantino saying, come on, I'm Tarantino. It's going to be this kind of a movie. Because it totally, I mean, it just turned into, okay, how much shoot 'em up, blast and gas.
Cartoon violence.
Yeah, how much of this can we get in there dealing with this time frame? You know?
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah, I know.
We know what happened with Hitler. He didn't die in a movie theater, but what if he did? And what if we based this plot around that fact? I'm more, I don't know what I was trying to get out of Inglourious Basterds, because I saw it like way late. I didn't see when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I would think that if you're like your project is taking place within a certain confine, a certain range.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what, I'm gonna talk about Hitler and somebody trying to take him out.
Okay.
Fucking what's that movie that Tom Cruise is in? I'm a Pirate Guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to take this guy out. Here's that story within the confines of that.
Okay.
That deal. This turned into like, it turned into a cartoon.
Yeah. Well, you gotta, well, here's the trick with that is that okay. You have to, forfeit any sort of. Here's what it is. I compare it. It's very comparable to, dance music. There's no point to it. There's no fucking point. It's just
so with Tarantino, it's like if Tarantino's going to take on history, you just say, okay, going in, I know who these characters are. I know who Adolf is. I know
just a setting.
When the war is, it's all just a setting. Mm-hmm. Here's my interpretation on it.
But it's not even interpretation.
Not interpretation, but like here's my
spin or whatever.
Spin.
Yeah, but it's like you just have to go in like this is not. Going to be.
But that's where I kind of lost. I wouldn't call it respect. Like I kind of lost it, the respect level with Tarantino, because that movie to me, like when it turned into like when the fucking theater went into flames,
yeah,
and he was getting shot up. That at that point, that's when it was like, as if Tarantino's in a room going. What else is going to happen?
Well, because
is he going to get away? Of course
yeah,
not.
But, yeah,
I'm going to make him die and explode in this.
Honestly, I think, and I'm not going to talk about Inglourious Basterds. I think Django, for a specific purpose, is better than any of the other films he's ever done. And the reason being is that he didn't try to do. Nobody else is putting that kind of stuff out there. Nobody else is putting out the silly, over the top, doesn't have a fucking point, just like. Almost like, here's my crazy fucking pounding bass music. Doesn't have a goddamn point in the world. It's just supposed to make everybody jump up and down and fucking get drunk. So nobody else is doing that in film world. And so I find it like, it's like, I know Django truly was the most, since the first, this is the most film that he's done as far as the less trying to be a film that he's ever done. I mean, it's purely what it is. Like, it's purely just violence and entertaining pieces of dialogue throughout of it. It's just like this hodgepodge of entertainment. It's just like blanket entertainment. It's not trying to do anything else.
I haven't seen it yet, and I made somewhere, but yeah, what's his name? Spike Jones, Spike Lee, the director guy, was already talking shit when it came out.
Like, fuck Spike Lee.
He didn't approve of it. And I got a friend that lives where I am at, and he took Spike Lee's side. I don't know if it's a race thing, because they're both black or whatever. But Spike Lee was like, not so positive about that movie. And my friend who is not seen the movie either took that point, but he's one of these guys too. I'm not talking shit about him, but it's not one of my favorite qualities. his talking point is somebody else's talking point. You know, it's like he'll, and he's somebody that always likes to try to instigate stuff online. And he hasn't seen it, so his talking point is somebody else's that may have already seen it.
Right.
I like it.
Well, they actually, Tarantino got pretty fucking pissed off during this. I know from like listening to the radio show and shit. A lot of people, because it came out right after the Sandy Hill thing or whatever.
Sandy Hook
thing. Yep. So, and everybody was like, how do you feel about releasing such a violent movie after what happened? He's like, dude.
That movie was made.
Kidding
the,
me.
The movie was made before then.
The movie started production 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? But, you know, as far as the racial aspect of Django, I don't know. I mean, it's about a fucking badass slave that kills white people. It's like the opposite of that. It's like, it's seriously like every white person in the fucking movie besides one is a fucking piece of shit.
Right.
That's literally in the movie. There's only one nice white guy and he's a German. It's kind of ironic. Every other white person in the entire film is a piece of shit garbage character and gets killed.
Have you heard, you know, there's always super fans of some. The theory that Tarantino movies are based in the same universe. What's that one movie with Mr. White and whatever? What's that called again?
Pulp Fiction? God damn it. Why am I not?
What is it? I feel horrible now.
Yeah. It's not Boogie Nights. It's
Is that a Tarantino movie?
No, that was Paul Thomas Anderson. Paul Thomas Anderson is like the opposite of Tarantino.
All about Sam. Internet. You find out the name. I'll keep going with this. That movie, along with Pulp Fiction, other movies that he's done, is supposedly based in the same universe where everything is related, kind of in that way. But then another kind of coinciding theory.
Jackie Brown.
What?
Jackie Brown?
That's not the movie I'm thinking of.
Really? Are you fucking serious?
Multiple guys. The guy that plays...
Reservoir Dogs.
That's it.
Jesus Christ.
Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, all this shit.
Yeah.
They're all in the same universe. The same coinciding theory is that there's two Tarantino universes. And like, one views the other as a movie sort of a deal. That makes sense. Like, somebody from Pulp Fiction world, Samuel L. Jackson,
Kill Bill.
Would watch... I don't know if Kill Bill would be that, but like Inglourious Bastards would be that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sam Jackson would be watching Inglourious Bastards or Django, whatever. And then the Kill Bill, I don't know what they were saying. It was like a third sort of deal. It was an interesting article. I could probably pull this up while you're talking your talk point.
I don't know if it goes that deep or not. I mean, it's just one of those things.
Here we go. It's called 15 Insane Theories About Movies and Television That Will Blow Your Mind. I got this article off of BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
You been to BuzzFeed?
No.
I recently downloaded it as an app. A friend of mine goes there all the fucking time. Here we go. So, all the Tarantino films take place in the same universe theory. It's well known that all of Tarantino's films take place in the same universe. This is established by the fact that Mr. Blonde and Vince Vega are brothers. Everybody smokes Red Apple cigarettes. Mr. White worked with Alabama from True Romance, etc. As it turns out, Donnie Donowitz, the Bear Jew, is the father of the movie producer Lee Donowitz from True Romance, which means that in Tarantino's universe, everybody grew up learning how a bunch of Jew commandos or commando Jews machine gun Hitler to death in a burning movie theater as opposed to quietly killing himself in a bunker. Because World War II ended in a movie theater, everybody lends greater significance to pop culture, hence why seemingly everyone has Abed from Community. I don't know if you've noticed or seen that show. Abed level knowledge of movies and TV or in TV. Likewise, because America won World War II, and concentrated, or I'm sorry, excuse me, in one concentrated act of hyper-violent slaughter, Americans as a whole are more desensitized to that sort of thing. Hence why Butch is unfazed by killing two people, Mr. White and Mr. Pink, in a pragmatic approach as to killing in their line of work. And Esmeralda, the cab driver, is obsessed with death, etc.
Yep.
Article goes on. Here we go. This is where it gets into the two universes deal. You can extrapolate this further when you realize that Tarantino's movies are technically two universes. He's gone on record as saying that Kill Bill and From Dusk to Dawn takes place in a movie universe. That is, they're movies that characters from Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, True Romance, and Death Proof universe would go see in theaters. Mm. Kill Bill, after all, is basically Fox Force 5, right down to the role, or right down to Mia Wallace playing the title role.
Right.
Yeah, that does make sense. What immediately springs to mind about Kill Bill and From Dusk Till Dawn, I read that sentence wrong, that they're crazy violent, even by Tarantino standards. These movies have gone on to produce in a world where America's crowning victory looks like a bunch of people in the movie theater blown by Donowitz, son of one of the people killed on the suicide mission to kill Hitler, is one of the very successful movie producer. Basically, it turns every Tarantino movie into an alternate reality sci-fi, if that whole entire article made sense.
Right. Now, it didn't, but that's all right. You know, From Dusk Till Dawn that's not a Tarantino film.
And this
This
article relies heavily on From Dusk Till Dawn.
And that's a Robert Rodriguez film, which they're pals or whatever, but
yeah,
Quentin Tarantino was in Dusk Till Dawn.
He was in that.
But I don't know. I think we're getting pretty geeked out.
You want to hear some other fun little theories?
Maybe. Oh, wait a minute. He wrote it.
Oh, okay.
So holy shit. So he wrote it. He just didn't direct it. That's fucking crazy. I should watch that. I don't even know if I've ever watched The Dust Till Dawn.
I've seen it on accident only because, what is it? AMC would play it a lot. Here's one. The code name, James Bond Theory. Bond is not just one person. James Bond, quote, is as much of a code name as 007. This makes sense. This makes sense and allows several actors to play the James Bond.
Oh, great.
Does that kind of fit?
Oh, great.
Does that make sense? Yeah, I like that.
That's cute. Did you see the last James Bond? They went back to his childhood and shit?
Not to his childhood.
Yeah, dude, they went fucking deep with it.
The one that just hit theaters.
Yeah.
I've not seen
that one.
They
went fucking deep with it.
But I saw the two leading up to it. Because that one's supposed to be like part three.
Oh,
that's supposed to be part three of Daniel Craig, whatever. Anyway, here's this fun one. Ferris Bueller Fight Club Theory.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay. One day while he's laying sick in bed, Cameron lets Ferris, quote, steal his father's car and take the day off. As Cameron wanders around the city, all his interactions with Ferris and Sloan and all the impossible hijinks are played out in his head. This is part of the reason why, quote, three characters can see as much of Chicago in less than one day. Cameron is alone, just imagining it all. Ferris Bueller, the person, is just a figment of Cameron's imagination, like Tyler Durden. And Sloan Girl is someone that Cameron secretly loves.
Yeah.
That's kind of a fun idea. Yeah. That's a cute idea.
It's cute.
I really like the James Bond one because that kind of like shuts it up.
I think we lost
the one listener. We lost one, we gained one, and now we're losing that one again.
We did a while.
How long is it?
We're at 75 minutes. I do have to pee, so that probably means we're going to end the show. I would sit here and talk for fucking hours. I could always hear it. But
the all end all be all.
It might be the reasoning for
ending a show.
This, but I mean, I'm not saying that because I want to end the show. I just have to pee, and I know that you're not going to want to stick around for all night. But I could talk forever.
Cool.
It's like pool. I could play pool forever.
I can't at all play it.
then we are not friends.
Were we? We established this at the beginning of the show. Or in show three, I think.
Yeah.
Seven shows, man. Wow.
I dig talking to nice microphones, though. I do.
No, right? It does get...
I do like it.
Doesn't get it right there.
I do like it. You know, I got my feet propped up. I'm just fucking... I'm chilling. I'm chillaxing over here.
Mm-hmm. Like a villain.
What?
Villain.
What is that accent?
Chilling like a villain? That's not an accent. That's me guessing while I'm saying the word out loud.
I see. Okay.
So is that it?
Should
we do a closing theme song?
I'll do that later. Please don't do it yourself.
I want to do it. Can I do it?
Please don't do it.
Get off.
That's what it is.
Why'd you talk afterwards?
Okay, we'll
do it.
That
was the end of the show.
Okay, try it again. Try it again. Oh, hey, by the way, Kevin Rowe, Scott Michael.
Are you still playing? Okay.
Kevin Rowe, Scott Michael.
Here we go.
End of the show. Go.
One, two, three. Ba, 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 ba. You already stopped recording. I noticed. And done. We're still recording.
Yeah. We didn't end yet. That wasn't good enough.
It wasn't good enough.
One more time.
One more time.